I'm videotaping the cooking secrets.
Okay.
Should we introduce Irby?
Sure.
Yes. Irby. Irby yes. And I met on Craigslist. I posted an
just,
ad.
Just get together.
I posted an ad on Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking for a housemate, and she was also looking for a housemate, and she says, maybe I found your ad, you found my ad.
Something like that. Yeah. Well, we reached out to each other, and then, what is it, five?
So what do you do for a living? It's not cooking.
I'm an emotional wealth manager.
Emotional?
Wealth. I help people with their, I guess you could say, happiness.
So people experience some issues, and you help them to overcome the issues.
Yes and no, not really. I don't work on specific issues.
Uh-huh.
I help people understand that financial wealth is not the only thing that's going to make you survive.
Okay.
Because we may live to 100 years now, and so we have a longer life. And what actually helps people survive is enjoying it, but also having emotional wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Your emotional wealth comes through people.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have the right people around you in your life.
Okay.
And you've got to spend time cultivating those relationships.
Okay.
But you have to figure out what you want first.
Yes.
Like, you can't just make friends with everybody. It's not about that.
Exactly.
It's
so
about
basically, you have to get rid of toxic people. And replace
them. Well,
but
actually, a lot of people don't even have people in their life.
Even toxic people. Okay.
Even toxic. It may not be any. So they don't realize that they need to figure out who they are first, because then they attract the right people into their lives.
Is it relatively new to the culture of the country? Or I mean,
no, I think it's just something people don't spend time on. The media talks about success all the time, right? It's all about success and the new startup, and especially because I live in that tech world, but even in general society, right? It's all about success and success, success. And it's like, but success doesn't happen overnight, one. And number two, a lot of it happens if you have the right, and if you want to be fulfilled, not necessarily happiness. For some people, it's not about happiness. For some people, it's just, but you got to figure out what it is that you really want. And but a lot of people don't spend the time to figure
lots
out.
Lots of people are wandering around. So what is that? Who am I?
What
do I need?
What do I need? Who am I? How do I want to behave?
I'm a blogger, and lots of younger people ask me, Michael, how would I know? How would they know?
Because you spend time with them, helping them understand themselves.
Through conversation, through different.
I mean, the tests are a very small part of it, but it's more about, we all have conversations in our head, but we don't have those conversations with other people. So you have to have somebody who can.
You have to find the people where you can talk to them about.
Individually, what I do is, so friends are one thing, but for me, it's about being non-judgmental. I'm neutral, right? I kind of say it sometimes, I'm the angel and the devil. I'm both. So whatever's going
like
on,
else.
Right? No, but people don't have those conversations with other people. When they think that they're doing something wrong according to society, they're not going to say that out loud. But with me, they can. They can say, but I'm thinking this way, and I'm thinking this way, and I'm thinking this way. And then our job is to figure out, based on who they are, what is the right decision for them?
The social networks, where people can, on one hand, they can easily find like-minded people all over the world, which makes life easier.
Right.
On the other hand, it helps to substitute the reality with kind of virtual world, where you do not communicate to people, you communicate to, God knows, virtual people. And
But before you even get to who you should be connecting with, people don't have the real conversations with themselves.
Okay.
People don't do that.
They don't understand themselves.
Because people think, but if I make this decision, society says I should be this way.
So they're being conditioned by society.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And what I do is help them forget about society, forget about everything for a minute, and go just to them. Like, who are they? What do they want? What do they want? I mean, if they're going to live to 100...
Is it just the way you can do it? Is it just the one-to-one conversation? Or you can be a preacher, you go to the podium and you can talk
I
to
I actually
the...
don't like doing that.
Okay.
I actually don't like preaching.
Okay.
I like to work with people
but
one-on-one.
But in terms of maybe addressing people who are kind of who don't know what to do, how to start with, what is the first step. Can you talk to our audience on YouTube?
Yes and no. I mean, again, at the end of the day, it's very individual.
Well, sure, but as a vector, as a...
Part of the process is being honest with yourself.
Yeah.
And maybe even taking, you know, personality tests and things like that. And reading those tests, right? Reading the personality test, like the Myers-Briggs test. Strength finders,
okay.
Right? Because a lot of people don't know what they're good at. A lot of people don't know some weaknesses. A lot of people don't know all those different pieces, right?
Okay.
And so it's a matter of, read stuff to understand who you are. These tests are actually really good. I mean, it's just the first.
So let's say today's psychology gives lots of tools to those who want to use them.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So start taking the tests and be honest about them. You know, if the easiest example I give somebody is, you know, if we talk about success, okay? Let's take a corporate example. Somebody wants to be the chief financial officer of a Fortune 10 corporate company.
Which is garbage.
Well, I'm just saying as an example, right? Mm-hmm. Because to them, that's stability, it's money, it's all that, right? That's a success.
In their perception.
Right, in their perception. Let's say somebody wanted to be a CFO of a Fortune 10 company. They're in their 30s. They're doing everything. And then they start taking, and they know this. But let's say I come in and I start seeing them take the test, and the tests say they're creative, they're good at finance, they hate doing it, right? They actually love kind of finding solutions, and you know, they're an artist's mind, even though they're not an artist, right? Okay, well, if you want to be a CFO of a company, you have to be a finance person. Like, you have to live, breathe, totally enjoy it. So that person is not going to spend their life wanting to be a CFO when in reality they would be happier being somebody else.
Starting the kindergarten.
And that's the example that I just want the simpler examples because I think everyone can understand a CFO versus somebody who's not
definitely a CFO. Lots of people do not live their own lives because
society
imposes things on them and they are pursuing somebody else's goals.
Yep.
Yeah. And have you ever heard about human design?
Yes,
because right now we are doing reading for ourselves and discovering a lot of very interesting...
I have quite a few friends who actually do that as what they do. So a lot of what I do is take people, especially people who are financially wealthy, that are kind of emotionally poor or broke. I help those people. And the reason being is... what you're talking about, human design, right? If I feel like somebody needs somebody like that, I can introduce them to that person. But I can also introduce them to somebody who could be their accountant. I could also introduce them to somebody who cooks, right? And that could be a different part of their brain, right? So my job is to first get them to the point where they're open to truly understanding who they are. And then start introducing them to the right people. Now, it doesn't mean that these people have to be their best friend. It's not that. It's having a support system. Right? And that support system will carry you through years and years and years, whether you have the finances or not.